From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Paula Poundstone, and Alonzo Bowden. And here again is your host at the San Diego Civic Theater in San Diego, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl channels San Diego's own Rhyme Burgundy in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, if you're planning on hiking in Norway soon, pay attention to how you dress. New rules from the country's trekking authority say that wearing a green hat on the trail now means what?
That you're bear food? A green hat? I mean, yeah. I thought you wore green hats when you hike. I'm not the great outdoorsman, Peter.
No, apparently not. Well, the question is, it's indicating whether you want to hike the Appalachian Trail or you want to
Appalachian Trail. Oh, wow. Oh, is that the code to hook up on the hiking trail?
That is the code now. It's official.
I wondered.
This is how it works. For an April Fool's joke, the Norwegian Trekking Authority posted rules for a color-coded system in which hikers would indicate their interest in each other by hat color. Green for go, red for taken, orange for dehydrated curious, white and pointy hats for Donald Sterling. And even though it was a joke, Norwegian hikers love this idea, and they asked and were given this, so it's now a guideline for hiking.
I go hiking with my kids or something, and when we bump into other people, you know, we say a nice hello, but we're really not happy about bumping into other people. The whole idea is to be out in nature, away from people.
Right.
Not really to...
You're saying more hike-ups, less hook-ups.
Exactly. It's also, it is fairly remote. I mean, if you're interested in hooking up with someone, I would say don't go to the mountains.
It does seem to be a bad bet, singles-wise.
Yeah, it's kind of,
They do create bars for a reason.
Yeah.
What about that terrible moment where you're both wearing green hats and getting slowly closer and closer to each other, and then you see her put on a yellow one?
That's
going to happen. Because you see people for a while off when you're hiking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she likes me. She likes me. Oh, no, not again.
Adam, the beloved annual kindergarten music show at Harley Avenue Elementary School in New York was canceled this week. Why did the principal call it off?
Annual music show.
Yeah, like a music talent show. The kids getting up singing and dancing, that sort of thing. You've seen it.
Objectionable lyrics.
No.
Little gangsta tots. It was at a kindergarten?
Yes.
Elementary school. Elementary.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. Just because you can't pronounce Harvard yet doesn't mean you can't think about it.
Oh, because it wasn't a serious academic pursuit?
Exactly right. The music show, the talent show, was canceled so the kindergartners could focus on college.
Oh, I love this.
The principal said, quote, "The reason for eliminating the show is simple. We are responsible for preparing children for college and career," unquote. Parents were outraged. That's weird.
Wow.
They just got out of having to go to see a school play.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah?
How long has the principal had the job?
I'm not sure.
Because is it an annual event?
Yeah, apparently.
And then they tracked students that had been in the show before.
Yeah.
And found that years later they were unemployable.
Could be a data-driven decision.
Yeah, I mean, one does see a lot of people on freeway on-ramps begging for money and change because they had done the talent show in kindergarten and it put them track.
Well, exactly. A lot of times they're doing I'm a Little Teapot.
Right. It's all they know how to do. They squander their education.
Well, I got to tell you, I have a kindergartner, as you well know.
I do well know.
And he did do a talent show this year.
Yes.
And fell apart afterwards?
And his college essays are terrible.
Alonzo, a British ice cream maker, says he was recently commissioned to create a special batch of ice cream flavored with champagne and what?
Let's see. Flavored with champagne and dreams? I don't know. What do you think?
Sort of. It's called Arousal and is light blue in color.
Ooh.
Champagne and Viagra.
Indeed.
Ew.
Hey there, big boy. Want to turn your soft serve into hard serve? It's Viagra ice cream. Ice cream maker Charlie Harry Francis says an A-list client asked him to make a special batch of ice cream laced with Viagra. Men, please, this is for eating. Viagra ice cream has the opposite effect when applied directly to the skin.
This is one that, this is a trap a cougar would lay.
Yeah.
For a young man, like, oh, you like ice cream, do you? You know, just... Guys who use Viagra, yes, you don't have to trick them into using Viagra.
That's true.
You don't have to make the Viagra taste better so they'll try it. No guy's been in a position where he needed the Viagra and he had a willing partner in the Viagra situation and said, you know, this Viagra tastes awful. Never mind. If it's not champagne flavored, I just can't.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.